Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Brandon Scott in with Seth Payne. I'm in for Sean Pendergast today as he takes his travel day. And we just got done talking about the CJ Gardner-Johnson news injury situation yesterday. And I guess a little bit of a sigh of relief that it perhaps is not as bad as initially thought. We still have to kind of figure that out. But that's not all that happened at yesterday's practice. It was actually a scrimmage day for the Texans, their final day at the Greenbrier in West Virginia before their first preseason game against the Minnesota Vikings. And more than just that injury happened, Seth. And so I think that the audience at least deserves to hear a little bit about the takeaways from yesterday. What did the people on the ground, like yourself, Sean yep. Pendergast, and others, who all the folks that you guys follow, the folks that were out there watching this practice, there were a few things that I noticed that were reported, and I'm interested to get your thoughts on. I would start with the offensive line having a pretty good day, or seemingly having a pretty good day. I'm interested in your vantage point, if that translated to what you saw out there.
I think if we think about the offensive line over the last 2 days in West Virginia, so they practiced in pads on Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday. On Monday, it was a quagmire out there, and there were just interception after interception after interception, sack after sack after sack. It was really, really ugly. Tuesday it came out, and it wasn't great, but wasn't awful. They had made some improvement. But the big thing I noticed on Tuesday was that the offensive line multiple times got really good push in the run game. So we saw Nick Chubb at times look a lot more like, okay, this is a guy that I know he's not the same as he used to be, or he's not 100% back from that really devastating knee injury 2 years ago. And he had a broken foot last year as well, but he hasn't looked as explosive. But you could see when he had good blocking in front of him, the vision and the strength, the power, all of that stuff's still there. So I was encouraged by that. You go to yesterday's scrimmage / practice, and we saw more examples of the offensive line getting good push. And I'm not even worried about necessarily which individuals were in there at that time. Drew Scruggs was playing right guard a lot because Titus Howard was out at tackle. But the sum total of it was that, and I would include the tight ends in this, Cade Stover was downfield blocking guys on some good productive runs. I saw plays that, you know, in those situations where it's not tackle, you can never tell really whether, okay, would that have been a 4-yard gain, a 7-yard gain up on an inside run? But it was definitely a good run. You're running inside, you're double teaming the defensive tackles, you're getting up to the backers, and it was at least 5 yards on just a kind of a moving rugby scrum, rugby ruck type of scenario. And that's not something we necessarily saw in the first couple weeks. The other part of that, too, is that I think it started to pay dividends in the passing game. Because yesterday, for the most examples I think I saw of those 3 days in West Virginia, we saw the most examples yesterday of wide open receivers. You know, Nico Collins was wide open in the end zone. Dalton Schultz was wide open in the end zone. Those things that happen when you get the play action going, when you've got a certain element of physicality to your offensive line. The downside of it was that there was two consecutive plays. CJ hit Nico Collins, and Nico Collins dropped it. I'm not worried about that because, you know, Nico's going to drop a ball or two here or there. I don't think all of a sudden he lost his ability to catch the football. The next play after that, there was a misfire, and, you know, I don't – it looked like CJ didn't have good touch on the throw, and Dalton Schultz couldn't get the ball. I don't know if there was a timing issue or whatever. But he also made some other nice throws downfield in that scrimmage. That it makes me a lot more comfortable, Brandon. At this point, I'm more comfortable saying, all right, some of CJ's inaccuracy, I can chalk it up to just this being a brand new system, them asking CJ to do a lot more before the snap, be a little bit more disciplined in going through his progressions, all of those finer aspects of the game, that I think CJ's just, I think he's thinking his way through things right now. And sometimes that ends up being, when the whole process is off, you're not going to be as accurate as you usually are. And meanwhile, you're doing it against a really good defense. Yesterday, I think we saw more, like if I had walked out there yesterday and hadn't known anything about the previous practices and training camp, and I watched CJ, I wouldn't have been concerned. You know, I would have been like, okay, it wasn't an awesome day, but like, yeah, it looks like they're working through some things and they made some really nice throws. It had a couple of throws that were off, but there were some great – Cade Stover had a nice catch at one point that he had kind of had to dive for. There was good run blocking. I think the defense still looked more impressive than the offense on the sum total of it. But if I had just walked out there knowing nothing at all, there's no part of me that would have said, oh, is there something off with CJ? I'm not quite sure.
So I've been trying to sell myself on the offensive line, and even more so than that, I like to hear from guys like you and folks that have been out there that they're moving bodies and creating space in the run game, because I think that was an underrated issue for the offense last year, was how much that I think that just Joe Mixon's sheer ability and badassness made up for the fact that they weren't really good. A lot of attention was paid for or paid to them not being good in pass protection and C.J. Stroud running for his life or picking him up off the ground and all that kind of thing. But they weren't really that good in creating space in the run game either. And it wasn't just the offensive line. It was also, and you do a good job of talking about this, Seth, it was also just the offense overall in general, from scheme, play call to actual execution out, yeah, like aside
and
from
tight ends,
tight ends
blocking, wide receivers blocking. I know we hated the wide receiver screens. One of the reasons also that you should hate them was that there'd be two wide receivers out there not blocking anybody or knowing who they were supposed to block.
Yeah,
last year.
So based off of what I'm seeing from camp, I do feel a lot better about how they're doing so far, what the progress is with that. The thing that I have been a little bit worried about, or just not really sure what to make of, that's why it's kind of good to hear from you talking about the level of concern, if any, there is for CJ Stroud, is like, okay, the defense is kind of kicking the offense's ass. The offense is kind of figuring things out. But it's like every practice I hear about CJ Stroud pick here, CJ Stroud misfire here. Like, I'm not at every practice. I've only been to a handful, and obviously I did not go to West Virginia. But I'm just like, has CJ been crisp? I'm not worried about him. I'd still bank on him. I'd still bet on him. I'm still excited about him as the quarterback for the Texans. But just isolated in training camp, I'm like, has he been good? Is everything cool or what?
I think, right, and it's 100% it's the right response to have. It's the natural response. And we were talking with Ron and Clint the other day, and, you know, if you're nervous about CJ at this point, there's nothing I can tell you, because it's valid. It's valid that you want to see CJ look like peak CJ. But if you can think of it in terms of maybe a golfer changing his swing, think about Tiger Woods and the multiple times he changed his swing.
Yeah.
When you change something drastically, Tiger Woods, when he was changing his swing, people would wonder, what happened to the old Tiger? And it's glitchy at first. Yeah, everything's a little bit different. And eventually it takes hold. But if you really commit yourself to doing something differently And that's what CJ's doing with this offense. His whole process is a lot different than it was the previous 2 years. It's going to be glitchy. So I'm comfortable knowing that in my brain, but the hard part is, okay, that's great if that's what's actually going on, but until you actually see the results and the outcome, you know, you want to see the proof in the pudding. And right now we're puddingless. So it's going to be kind of tense until we get our damn pudding.
Yeah.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Marisa's.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Yeah, so, well, I think that at the very least, the offensive line got some recognition, some attaboys yesterday. This was D'Amico Ryans talking about the Texans offensive line and how they performed in this scrimmage at Texans training camp yesterday.
Yeah, offensive line, I mean, overall these past couple of days, they continue to get better and better and better. They've done a great job of, you know, picking up some of the pressures, done a great job just one-on-one protection, passing off games, working with each other. I see that progression. I see the growth in our offensive line, and I'm excited to see them actually go out and do it against someone else. But they've done a really great job while we've been here in West Virginia.
You know, I think, you know, D'Amico, he's mastered the coach speak part of things. He's very careful about criticizing at the podium and all of that. But when you kind of see through the coach speak there, I think it's genuine. That's a genuine assessment in terms of them actually showing improvement this past week. And I'm still nervous about individual players on the offensive line. I don't know if Jake Andrews or Juice Scruggs, if Juice Scruggs starts at right guard. We don't have a lot of great memories of Juice Scruggs starting at right guard. But in the aggregate, what you have to remember is, okay, first and foremost, can this offensive line be improved over last year? And the pre-snap operation, the absence of false starts, or the scarcity of false starts at least right now, is a really good thing. Yesterday, CJ getting up to the line of scrimmage and having ample time to operate and make all of the checks that they're asking him to make this year, he had plenty of time. It was nice that it was a scrimmage situation yesterday because I could watch the play clock, and CJ is up there well before 10 seconds are left on the play clock. Compared to last year, when we had moments where CJ was coming up to the line, they're trying to get guys lined up while the play clock is dwindling down to 3 or 2 seconds.
Yeah, I can't have
that. That hasn't been the case so far. And people might understandably say, like, okay, well, what's the big deal with that? This is the big deal with that. Last year when they played the Vikings, the team that they're going to see on Saturday, they had a sequence where they had four pre-snap penalties in a row. They knocked themselves out of field goal position with nothing, with no actual football. So have they made improvement? I believe so. And when it comes to playing good fundamental football where guys are on the same page, I think they've made improvement there, especially in the run game. I think it's just you're seeing more of, okay, that's a moving wall of five guys moving forward instead of three guys running outside zone, one guy pulling in the run direction, and then one guy pass protecting or something. We had so many plays last year where I'd look at the offensive line and I'm like, these guys look like they're running five separate plays. I don't know if anybody knows exactly what's supposed to be going on here. It doesn't look like that right now.
Oh, they looked lost often last year. Like lost and discombobulated, disjointed, poor communication, however you want to characterize it. They did not feel like a unit. So credit to them for like actually looking like a unit. I'm going to give them their credit and give them their flowers for, you know, the last couple of days and what they've shown since they got to West Virginia and all of that's cool. I will say this, though. The thing that's concerned me is the domino effect of Blake Fisher either not being playable or working through something or whatever it exactly is. I didn't expect that, you know, Blake Fisher would have an impact on the guard situation, because apparently the way it works is that if a tackle goes down, then Titus Howard is now your replacement tackle. And that then thrust into the spotlight Juice Scruggs and Ed Ingram. And now you've got the pillow fight of Scruggs and Ingram for backup guard, which, you know, ideally, if your tackle goes down, you just have another tackle in Blake Fisher.
Yeah.
And Titus Howard can stay at guard if that's what your solution at guard is supposed to be. But I don't like this domino effect along the offensive line when – you know, you got a tackle that you probably don't have a lot of faith in at this point.
It almost feels like you've got a bum spark plug in an engine, and all of a sudden you realize you can only replace it with a cookie.
Yeah,
it just okay. I don't know if everything's is that functioning all that properly, and I don't know what I'm going to do about it. I've got a cookie. Will that work as a spark plug?
No.
Oh, The concerns about the depth became glaring that day that Titus Howard moved out to right tackle.
Yeah.
I think that
I didn't know we were still doing that.
I assumed that they were going to look at Titus Howard as, yes, this is a guy that we want on the field, and depending on who's injured and who's available or who stinks, we're going to have him play right guard or right tackle. And the interesting thing about the day that Cam Robinson went down was they had come out with Cam Robinson running with the twos. So it wasn't just, I think they were going to try out Titus Howard at right tackle anyway, that day. And they're going to shuffle some things around. And it might be as simple as this, Brandon. Titus Howard, the first couple of weeks, was playing a whole lot of right guard. And then I think maybe they feel comfortable with that, but now they got to get down to the business of figuring out who their interior offensive linemen are. And they want to get a feel for, all right, who are we going to keep as the go-to swing interior offensive lineman? We got to just kind of figure out, give as many guys as possible reps at the right guard position so you can have a genuine competition between perhaps Ed Ingram and Juice Scruggs. And so I'm trying not to read too much into all of that, but it was kind of an indicator and a reminder that, oh yeah, this is there. As far as the individuals go, we still got a lot of question marks about these guys.
He said, Payne, I am Brandon Scott in for Sean Pendergast. Let's do headlines next. We got a CJ Gardner-Johnson injury update, Nick Chubb injury update. The Astros, they're back in action tonight on Apple TV at Yankee Stadium. We'll talk about it all on headlines next on Payne and Pendergast.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.